Grand Station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, Monday, and just as I was getting ready to say we're going off without a hitch today, Ashley Dobrzynski, as soon as I click this button to make this thing go live, I don't think we're live on YouTube right now, so you better be listening to us on terrestrial radio.
Walter.
This is Inside Baseball as we get started here on the show today. It's as simple as you usually map it out for me where all I got to do is click these magic two words
that
say
go live. Yeah, how did you do that wrong?
I clicked go live.
Uh-oh.
And here we are. I don't know if it's going to tell me I double-clicked it or not. We'll try to figure that out.
That's the tough part when you accidentally do that. Been there a lot.
We'll find out if there's a one-second video out there on YouTube later. Maybe we'll fix that during the break. But, Ashley, we had a big, big weekend. Before we get into Packers news that has really stirred some things up today.
Mm-hmm.
You had your first experience with the Wisconsin Broadcaster Awards this weekend.
I did, Walter.
And I want to start there because it was a special night. I want to, first of all, your take, almost like the on-site reporter of your first experience with this. What were your overall thoughts and obviously coming away with some hardware?
I had a lot of fun, yeah. I didn't really know what I was expecting, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. And here, to tell you what,
again.
We get to walk back into the station with Station of the Year and News Operation of the Year. And I want to, first of all, thank everybody that listens and makes what we do every day possible.
Mm-hmm.
We get to come on here and talk sports on a beautiful day like today, where a lot of people would love to do stuff like that. So we're not naive to that. And it's a big part of the people listening at home. I also want to give a shout out to all the hard workers that don't necessarily get all the pop on screen and on radio that we do, that make what we do possible. Where you have Jake Hayes getting the recognition for the brilliant commercials we have.
Uh-huh.
Terry Bell, Kevin Haugen getting a ton of news pop as they deserve News Operation of the Year. So I'm feeling very grateful today, Ashley, and wanted to start more or less with that little shout out for...
Yeah, I love that, Walter.
We're trying.
Walter...
Uh-oh.
Are we not alive on Facebook either?
I kid you not.
What did you do?
I don't know if this is a Wally thing, because I clicked one button. And I've done this enough where I've never double-clicked go live. I treat this like it's a taboo button. I'm scared of it.
Wally.
I don't think I'm to blame here.
No, I don't think you are either.
Oh, really? That's really a relief. I really didn't expect it to go that way.
I don't know what happened. This is a problem. Well, we'll figure it out during the break. I'll figure it out during the break.
Yeah, thank God for you. Well, because I felt a little bit there like I might have to be staring in the mirror the same way Desmond Ridder is today. Because the Packers have a new backup quarterback.
They do.
Tyrod Taylor, the veteran, the journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
People are familiar. When you watch around the league, he's bounced all over. And when you need a guy that can come in and be the Band-Aid to help propel and save your season, Tyrod Taylor has proven that he is capable of being it, and we have asked on this show, we have brought it up on this show. I can't believe we talked about Desmond Ridder as much as we did because he was never the option that you were going to be confident in, throwing him in a position where he has to go out there for a month, possibly more, depending on what happens in a season. If you had Desmond Ridder start five games for you next year, the season's over, Ashley.
Really? You think so?
Yes, I do. And Tyrod Taylor coming in, you're not asking him to reinvent the wheel. You're asking him to protect the football and just be creative enough out there that you can trust what should be one of the best defenses in football to be able to get you in a position to get wins.
I was shocked to hear that Tyrod Taylor is 37.
See, I kind of, this is where I start feeling old, because he's one of those few guys that are still in the league that I know is older than me. So it wasn't necessarily.
Oh, yeah, that's, I bet that's tough.
Once you get to 32, especially in football, for like sports like the NHL, sports like Major League Baseball, there's still plenty of guys older than that. When you get to football, you're talking about offensive linemen and quarterback. There's almost nothing else out there.
Yeah. I always think it's interesting. I'm looking at, you know, Tyrod Taylor and his accomplishments. This might be a hot take. So actually, I'm going to save it for our new segment in the fourth one.
Ooh.
I was about to save, but I'm going to wait now.
All right, anyways. Soft tease. We will be doing something new on Mondays.
We will.
We talk about this often, whether it's on air or not here in Beaver Dam, but you need to have your friends. You need to be able to lean on people, and that's why you have the Confidential Cabana.
Ah, yes. I was wondering where you were going to go for that.
When you got to have it. So on Mondays from now on, we're going to end our show with a little bit different, and we'll explain it when we get there, but Ashley, first, before we do, Tyrod Taylor, maybe he's surprising to some that he is a little bit older, a little bit longer in the tooth, but he's a guy that comes in now, and if you do have to throw him out there for 5 or 6 games, I don't even think it's a matter of you think that this guy can just keep it afloat. I think you can win games with Tyrod Taylor. Like, you can be a good football team with Tyrod Taylor.
It's actually, like, kind of really sad. Not sad, but have you read up upon, like, Tyrod Taylor at the Ravens, but back up to Joe Flacco? They ended up winning the Super Bowl. He really had his breakout years with the Bills.
Yep.
Okay, from 2015 to 2017. But then he went to the Browns, and he started as QB1, lost his job to Baker Mayfield. So then he goes to the Chargers. He's the week 1 starter, loses his job to Justin Herbert. Because he actually got punctured in the lung.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
You actually stole my thunder. That's the reason he got pulled. He was the starter.
Yep.
When his lung was punctured by the medical team.
Yep. And then he goes to Texas. Goes to the Houston Texans. Played the early games. Gets replaced by rookie Davis Mills. This poor guy. Like, oh, good for him for still being in the league. Because if you would have taken me out 3 different times to get replaced and replaced just to become a backup, like, he had an amazing, or not amazing, but he did a pretty damn good job on the Buffalo Bills.
He took him to the playoffs.
He did.
That was a team that for over a decade couldn't even make it to the games.
Yeah, ended a 17-year drought. And then the poor guy goes benched. He's benched at the Browns, benched at the Chargers. Well, not benched. Injured at the Chargers, injured at the Texans, benched. Then he was in that Giants, and now he's with us.
Well, and one extra, too, that wasn't even mentioned by you, because it wasn't technically a benching, but the Bills moved away from Tyrod Taylor because they drafted Josh Allen.
Like, that is so tough.
Well, outside of last year, and, oh, gosh, peace and love, I have a few Jets fans in my life. That's not something I'd wish on too many people out there.
Being a Jets fan is so tough.
It's not easy.
No.
But it's one of the few places that when you go and you see numbers like last year, it was genuinely the worst he's performed in his career, possibly with the exception of those Cleveland Browns or that Cleveland Browns team he was on.
Yeah.
But he turned the ball over 5 times. So that's the only part that I look at this. Yeah, I've got that in the back of my mind. It has my hair standing up a little bit. But I also think that there's something to be said about having a backup quarterback that's comfortable coming into a situation as dire as it was out there in New York and being willing to sling the ball around.
Yeah.
This is the first time that you can look at these teams that he's been on, with the possible exception of that last year he was with Buffalo, that he's going to have an actual cast around him where if Jordan Love is hurt, Tyrod Taylor can come in. And again, it reminds me, you brought up Joe Flacco in this segment earlier. It reminds me of what his career has become, where he has gone, whether it be in Cleveland or last year in Cincinnati, your number one quarterback goes down. I know that this guy is a veteran that's going to come in, protect the football, and put the team in a position to win football games. And frankly, Desmond Ridder, at this point in his career, he has looked awful in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He looked awful in Vegas. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he even gets the emergency quarterback job out there, because if not, you might be watching him on Sundays in spring watching these nonsense spring football, which I can't get my head around. I try so hard to watch spring football, and I just can't care.
Yeah, I was over at my boyfriend's yesterday, and he puts on the spring football, and I was like, what are we watching?
And I imagine it's the same one I'm watching, where you have KJ Hamler, and it's Birmingham, I believe.
Yes, and I think Charlotte or Atlanta. I don't know.
That's my point.
What are we doing?
We love
spring
the game of football.
Football is, I love NFL. Fall is the best. I don't need it in spring, unless it's the NFL.
Well, it's hard to go from what is the best league, bar none, in the entire world for this sport to what has become a poor representation of the game. It doesn't look like the same sport.
No.
That you watch in the fall, which credit to those guys who are trying to extend their career, earned NFL contracts once again for many of them. But that happens for a handful of guys maybe each year.
Yeah.
And otherwise, these are guys that you remember in college. You're like, oh, yeah, he was not bad. He was all right there. KJ Hamler comes to mind. And then, I guess we have to watch you with the DC Defenders if we're ever going to watch you play football again. And I pass.
DC Defenders. That's tough.
One of the other things we were excited about today, we thought we were going to have Jason Wilde in the building with us as his family is in town for a JV soccer match against Beaver Dam. Regrettably, or fortunately, however you want to spin it, we finally get to hear from Jonathan Gannon for the first time as Packers defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He also got a chance to talk to Adam Stenovich, which drilled it, didn't say Stefanovich for the first time. It feels like a million years. Being able to dive in a little bit, but the problem was is we even heard a little bit before we got going here with Jason Wilde talking with Kyle Wallace and Ben Brust on our sister station, ESPN Milwaukee. Nothing new really came out of this. It was the same old, same old. Nothing happens.
When do the Packers media ever give anything?
Well,
we sit there on Sundays after a game, and LaFleur says the same thing he says all the time. What's his, like, motto? I can't even remember right now.
Well, we got to go watch the film. We're going to dive in and really...
There's things we need to work on. What are those things?
Well, at least to this point, Jonathan Gannon today, the one thing I took out of this is, one, his genuine excitement to be back in an organization that seems to have itself put together, which you couldn't say in Arizona.
Yeah.
And sure, that's partly on the head coach that's there.
I wonder if that was awkward, but I guess Mike LaFleur wasn't there. But, you know, Gannon just being like to LaFleur, yeah, it's nice to actually be in a good organization.
Yeah, and have your brother being out there. Like,
yeah, and he's probably like, poor Mike.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. We saw what was out there. We saw the draft class.
We got out.
Might be the worst out there.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
But we do have some audio, Ashley. If I can actually have you play this up for us. He was asked, Jonathan Gannon, what excited him most about being with Green Bay, and this is what he had to say.
Organization, you know, being in the NFL for, you know, however many years, you just see the stability of this place, and that kind of catches your eye in a league that's so much turnover, you know, so... Really like Ed, Goody, Russ. You know it's obviously an iconic, franchise, the Green Bay Packers. You know, when you're a little kid, you learn about the Green Bay Packers, no matter where you are in the country, I think. And then obviously Matt. You know, I really haven't known him for a little bit of time, competed against him for a decent amount of time. It was really cool. I got the opportunity to come link up with him.
One thing that you can't say about Matt LaFleur is that he doesn't like hiring old head coaches.
Yeah. You know what? Hell yeah. That was awesome. To say, you know, all that stuff about, we are iconic. Hell yeah, we are.
It's the Green Bay Packers.
It's the Green Bay Packers. This How can is, you not be iconic?
It's a privilege to be a part of the organization one way or another. Mm-hmm. He's going to step in now with a head coach that's going to desperately depend on Jonathan Gannon to reduplicate what Jeff Hafley was able to do last year in Micah Parsons' first year with the team. And that first few weeks is going to be a huge test, and one that I'm excited to see if he's able to answer, is that without Micah Parsons, are you able to do enough? Are you able to be creative enough defensively where it sounds like this is not going to be a cookie cutter, this is our playbook? I love the another thing that he mentioned today was that they are going to almost cater their playbook to the people in the building. And so often people say that, but when it's actually put into practice of, hey, you know what? This is not the best thing for Micah to be dropping into coverage. We need him on the edge. We need to utilize these rookies that are going to be in the interior defensive line playing opposite of Micah to put those guys in a situation that they can succeed. I think has me optimistic if he lives true, being adaptable in this climate. We saw what he could do, Ashley, in Philadelphia, going to a Super Bowl with that defense out there. If the offense can do what it looks like it can on paper, this is going to be a team, as we've constantly said, that has every right to be playing in February. Yeah. They just actually have to answer the bell in January.
I love when the reporters ask, like, are you excited to work with Micah Parsons? Like, duh.
Yeah, like, that would be like, pretty cool. Maybe the best defensive player on earth, maybe outside of Myles Garrett.
And you're just like, and it's just like so nonchalant. Like, yeah, I'm really excited to see, you know, what we're going to be able to do with him. It's like, you're working with like the GOAT of defense.
Well, at least right now, that's something else he mentioned that intrigued me in that presser for the first time. And I can't wait to ask Jason about it on Wednesday. But
could have been today.
He also referenced Jordan Love as a big reason why he came here. And the only reason you bring up your quarterback as a defensive coordinator when you go into a building is if you understand what is going to be the expectation. And the expectation is a Super Bowl in Green Bay. And the fact that he immediately called out Jordan Love as a reason why he took this job, I think speaks to what the league as a whole sees him as and what he can be as the franchise quarterback.
Love.
We absolutely love here. But we are going to take a quick break. But right before we do that, I want to remind you guys, if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered with live break streaming right there on the app. You can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and their teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. When we get back from break, we're going to be talking with David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager, and then we're going to dive into a little bit of Milwaukee Brewers. That's next on the Damn Sports Show.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK, LifeLock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK at LifeLock.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for your home.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-294-0222. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-294-0222. donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-294-0222. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Harry Douglas here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
It's a beautiful Monday in Dodge County. Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. And that's not all that's with you right now, because we do get the welcome to the show, David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager. David, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. A little breezy out there, though, today. You want to be going with the wind.
I was wondering, yeah, because naturally with the wind, I had a feeling that you guys had to be jammed up. We're finally there. It feels like we're finally in that sweet spot of 6 months of glory before we have to go back into hermit mode.
Yeah, I hope we're finally there. A little cool for the next couple of days, but playable, and then looks great next week.
That's okay. We can throw an extra jacket on for a few days. As long as we stay clear of all this rain nonsense, I imagine this is finally where the course is starting to really come into its own this time of the year as well, where everything's actually looking blooming. You got all the green everywhere. I imagine we're getting close to tip-top shape out there, huh?
Sure are. The turf conditions are great. The trees are leaving out, so it just looks beautiful out here today. Yeah.
Well, and we talked a little last time, but I want to remind people at home, this is a new world. If you're worried about getting a tee time, they can just go to your website, rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com, and they can book a tee time right there on the website.
It sure can. It's very convenient for everybody. I mean, you do it in the middle of the night, early in the morning, whatever works for you. Just make your tee time online and you're all set.
Well, there's plenty of people too. We talk about it quite often when we have you on here, is that we have quite a few of us that like golf. We're not necessarily good at golf. But when you go over to Rolling Meadows, there's also that opportunity where you can get some hired help, where you're looking at the swing, even if you're a beginner and you don't even know where to start. You guys can help point them in the right direction and help you actually not go out there and embarrass yourself like we so often do.
Yeah, Jeremiah Hoffman is a great golf professional. He's great at teaching. He's got junior clinics. He's got a ladies clinic. And then he just does individual lessons with a lot of people through the season.
One last thing before we say goodbye today. I'm a big food guy at the end of a round. It's nice outside. You get to sit up. You get to throw a cold beer back. What is the thing on the menu that you're just like, you got to try this when you're out here at Rolling Meadows?
I think the cheeseburgers are probably the best, whether you dress it up with pickles and the fixings or just plain. They're really good, and they go down, easy.
Well, that's perfect. David, before we let you go, how can people find you? Where do they go? What's the address? Where are we located at?
That's rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. It's 560 West Rolling Meadows Drive, right in the corner of 41 and Highway D.
Perfect, David. Well, you're the man. We're looking forward to catching up with you next Monday as well. And I'm crossing fingers, too. This good weather stays, and we get to have some good golf this week.
Yes, we hope so.
All right. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Sorry, I cut out on me at the end there, Ashley. I think that he said
thank
goodbye.
You.
Really hope so.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, David. We got the Mondays here too, Ashley. We figured it out. We're back on the stream over here on Daily Dodge TV for all you guys that want to watch us from around Dodge County. From wherever you're watching, make sure you say hello. tune in. But one of the other things that we wanted to highlight today is that the Milwaukee Brewers are finally getting some reinforcements after what has felt like an injury bug that has been flying around Milwaukee.
It's just not over, though.
It's, well, you say it's not over.
You still have Yelich out. You don't have Serpa. Everybody's just, at least we get Churio and Vaughn. Well, we'll get Churio. Sorry, I'm just like, whoa. I am just like kind of taking over this. But what was I saying? Oh, Churio and Vaughn. Sorry. Yeah, we have them back, but I don't even know if Vaughn's really going to play.
Well, him splitting time, you imagine going even into the year, we knew that that was going to be a position that, if anything, the Brewers are going to be thrilled that they actually do have some depth, because mm-hmm. the depth this year has been the reason why they've been able to stay afloat and even do better and stay afloat. At this point, well over 500, just unfortunately, like the rest of the NL Central. And if the Cubs decided that they were ever going to lose a game, you're right there in a position to really make a push. And now that you get these guys back, well, yeah, maybe Andrew Vaughn doesn't play every day. You can't say that with Jackson Churio. Jackson Churio, now that he's going to be back and healthy, talk about a youthful spark plug that you get to throw into the lineup again.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Churio is one of my favorite players to watch, and he's very good and very excited to see, you know, him this season, period. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with everybody, because I don't think you're losing Jake Bowers. I mean, I don't think you take out the guy who has the tied for the most home runs right now. Or no, sorry, he has one less. Nope, I'm wrong. He is 5-5 with Gary Sanchez. I just don't think you take out Jake Bowers for Andrew Vaughn, and I don't think they're going to. But I think it'll be interesting to see how they split the time with Jake Bowers and Andrew Vaughn.
Well, I think that whenever you see a left-handed starter, odds are that's where you're going to start seeing Vaughn work his way back. There's also the opportunity in this new world, and it's not so new anymore, that the designated hitter is here to stay. It's in the NL, and that buys you almost an extra bit of breathing room when you are working a guy back from injury, where are trying to reacclimate them, you can play them at DH from time to time. So there's other positions here that are going to be impacted one way or another as well. It's Blake Perkins going down. And you told me right before we went live, who was the other player that got sent down today with these two activations?
Greg Jones.
Greg Jones. The legend that was Greg Jones. Milwaukee bus trip favorite, Greg Jones.
Yeah, well, today's starting lineup is Mitchell, Churio, back at it, Terang, Contreras, Bowers at first, Vaughn DHing. So you're right, he's going to DH. And then Frelick, Renjifo, and Hamilton at shortstop. Joey Ortiz is still, you know, up, but we'll see for how much longer.
Well, but think about that. The outside of Joey Ortiz, who is obviously no stranger if you're watching or listening to his program daily, we're not exactly the Joey Ortiz fan club here in Beaver Dam, but you do have now, when you listen to that 1-6 in that lineup, that is an NL division champion like lineup, an NL Central division lineup. You just obviously have to really hit home when you play these division series for the first time outside of the Pittsburgh Pirates series during the NFL draft.
Yeah.
The Brewers finally are in the NL Central play for only the second time in this entire year, and it's May 4th.
I know, that's crazy. They'll have to go back to the six starters, or this, like, 1-6 being great. That's unacceptable. I am so sick and tired of our left side just sucking. Like, Ortiz cannot hit the ball if it was right down the plate. It would probably be while bases were loaded. He can't hit the ball if it was literally right in front of him. And what has Renjifo done? Nothing. I know that we have to let the guys down in the minors have, like, they have to, you know.
It's like cooking a steak. Yes. They got to marinate. They got to be ready.
And I completely agree with that. But I am, and I think we'll see them more towards the end of the season. But I am so tired of, you know, watching their games and being like, Mitchell, great job. Churio, well, he hasn't been playing, but Churio, Terang, Contreras, Bowers, Frelick, you see all of them and you're like, Vaughn, you're like, okay, solid. I don't have doubt. Renjifo gets up, Ortiz gets up, and it's like, okay, there's one out, there's two. Let's call it a game.
The guaranteed out in a lineup is one of the more frustrating things in sports. The one thing that you can at least say is when you do have guys, the one other player that jumps to my mind is in Cincinnati right now, Cabrian Hayes, where these guys are liabilities at the dish.
Yeah.
No way around it. But then you get what you have there in Cabrian Hayes, where he's a gold glove, arguably a platinum glove, level third baseman, one of the best in the game defensively. And then you start asking yourself, where does it feel worth it to have that liability at the plate when you are getting very high-level defense at the very least?
I would rather have somebody who could hit the damn ball.
You say that until it's a 4-3 game in the ninth, and there's a 6-4-3 double play ball, and he boots it because we wanted that extra 50 points at the batting average.
But here's the thing. It wouldn't be, like, I would rather have an average player, an average shortstop that he can hit versus Joey Ortiz, who's a phenomenal shortstop but can't bat for the life of him. Because I just personally think that if we have an average guy, he's still going to make the plays, but at least he'll be hitting the damn ball too.
So we're rooting for league average at the. Well, here's the thing too, is that when you are right around there in July, when we get to the Major League Baseball trade deadline right there at the end of the month, that's a position that typically, if you are going to be looking for league average, you can get without really separating from a lot of large prospects, especially because you know what's coming up, whether it's this year or next year. It's more of a stopgap. You just need a Band-Aid at shortstop to really get you through this season, because the pitching should, in theory, be good. The lineup is still very talented. A lot of runs should and will be scored because of this group. I can live for 2 months with Joey Ortiz. I can live with Joey Ortiz for 2 months.
The lineup's fine, though. The point of the 8 and 9 is that when they come up, they need to get on base because you're turning the lineup over. I used to be a leadoff hitter. I was leadoff hitter in high school. And then for club, I was the ninth hitter, which I, like, at first absolutely despised. I hated it. I was like, so I suck, basically. But when I was that ninth hitter, I was getting on base and I was scoring almost every single time, because your best at-bats then are coming up. You're supposed to get on base as a ninth hitter. Joey Ortiz does not get on base. He doesn't. How are you going to have a ninth hitter? Joey Ortiz shouldn't be on the team.
Well, I mean, that's a fair point, too. Baseball's changed a lot, even in the last decade, where for the longest time, you could almost map out your lineup where it was, all right, your fastest player's batting one. You need a just decent contact guy, two. Your best overall hitter's three. Your power hitter's four. And you can keep going down the list, and it usually got to that point where you got the nine, and it's a little sad, especially when at that point it was pitchers, where you knew it was an automatic out. In this new world, you're right. It almost serves as a second leadoff player because you're probably looking at two times a game right in that area where they are going to lead off an inning, and you can't afford to have the guaranteed out. At the very least, for Joey Ortiz, it's about finding a way to create getting on base, whether that's drawing walks, just putting the ball in play and making them make a play is something that we're just needing at this point.
Just don't strike out. I'm going to look how many strikeouts he has.
Well, so we're 17. About a month in. At this point of the year, I feel like you're typically going to see most guys between 20 and 30. I bet he's in that neighborhood.
He is 17, but he's had 72 at-bats.
Okay, so I guess not playing as often as you would say day-to-day, 17, one of every four.
William Contreras has 124 at-bats and has 15 strikeouts.
He's also one of your best hitters. So,
that's the guy who has the most at-bats right now. So we're looking at bat. So it's obvious that Ortiz is not playing as much as he should be. Or not. Is playing a lot less because of his,
I was going to say get got.
Sorry.
Oh, right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue talking about some baseball, but it's going to be on the high school level, coming off of what Beaver Dam, first time sweeping Watertown in a number of years here. That was very exciting, and it wasn't the only win that we get to celebrate last week with the softball team getting another one. We'll talk about both those teams, what's happened over the weekend, what's coming up this week's next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Eric Popovich, head boys golf coach at Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Gas prices are 50 to 60 cents higher in Illinois than Wisconsin. Some drivers close enough to the border are driving up to Wisconsin to gas up. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office was recently recognized as Wisconsin's Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force Affiliate Partner of the Year for protecting kids online. The Department of Public Instruction will place literacy coaches in 50 public schools and 4 private schools over the next 2 years. The effort will cost more than $9 million. An outspoken brewery owner from northern Wisconsin is entering the crowded primary for Wisconsin governor. Kirk Bangstad says he felt abandoned by fellow Democrats. The Wisconsin legislature has been in special session for 2 weeks to consider a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering. Sun Prairie Democrat Andrew Heisel says he's not sure what the holdup is. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man. Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. And Beaver Dam baseball and softball coming off a couple wins. Both are in action tonight with busy weeks ahead for both teams. We'll start first with softball because I was able to be out on scene Friday night as they got back in the win column, getting their 10th win of the year against West Bend West, winning 8-4. And Ashley, I shared a video with you. I need to get it up on social so people can see it as well. One of the things I love so much about Beaver Dam baseball and Beaver Dam softball is that the actual knowledge of the game and game situations are taught and really instilled in the kids where they understand at all points what they need to be looking for while they're on the base pass. When the ball's hit to you, where do I go with it? Last week, Ashley, the Golden Beaver softball team saw Maddie Bryant lay down a bunt that could not have moved more than 6 inches in front of the plate, and it turns into what effectively was a Little League double, seeing Jolie Dronick go from first to third. And it all starts because when you lay this bunt down, what's Jolie Dronick do with no outs? She's immediately got her head up when she's getting to second, looking at her head coach in Quinn Hines at third, and seeing that nobody's standing on the bag. Mm-hmm. Nobody's there. So she can take the extra 60 feet, move in, and while everybody's panicking and running the third, trying to get there in front of Jolie, Maddie Bryant looks ahead and sees nobody's standing on second base now. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to move up. And just like that, you get a base hit, and it blew the game wide open. I love what they're building and what they are over there at Beaver Dam Softball.
That's one of the best things as a runner. That was always one of my favorite things is when I would see that and just take off. But that is probably one of the worst feelings as an infielder.
Oh.
Is to realize, oh, crap. But I don't know. You said this was Watertown, right?
This one was West Bend West. Oh, sorry, baseball West Bend, was Watertown.
That's right. But it's interesting because with softball, you always have so many coaches do it specifically. So, like, when I played for high school and I played third base, once in a blue moon, the pitcher for high school would cover the bag. For in club, the shortstop would cover the bag for third base. Second, and it was just different how coaches do it differently in those situations. And I remember one time I did not get to the base in time and I got like screamed at by my club coach, which was fine, but very impressive showing by Beaver Dam to be heads up. And that's how you win games. I mean, if you can do that heads up base running, because like you said, it cracked the game wide open. And also, if that didn't happen, they would have been stuck on first and second, and that's easily a double play ball. But also, you know, it's a lot harder to score being on first and second rather than third and second.
Yeah, you get a base hit. There's no guarantee you even score from second base. And instead,
you can tag up on a pop fly. Yeah.
Well, you played. So softball's a little different. I didn't know if this would change any of the approach. I'm interested. So you said when you're playing third base and they lay a bunt down, this one, as you got to see, it was right in front of the plate. That you don't really feel like you're charging all that hard or immediately following that bunt being laid down. Does it not become the third baseman's job to get back over? Or for you guys, it was still, we need to have the pitcher moving over to third.
That would be the third base's ball.
Okay.
But so that's the thing, is that when it's, especially when you drop it like right in front of the plate, there's a lot of communication that has to happen, and sometimes you don't get that. Either the pitcher has to call it. Most of the time, the catcher calls it, unless the third baseman is like, I used to play like way up, like close to, thank God I had a face mask on.
Like two-thirds in,
yeah, like
kind of way.
Yeah, I was up, but stress my mom out all the time, but I was up. And I would be able to take the play away from the catcher because I'm obviously, third base is coming in versus catcher kind of has to turn, they're coming up and then turning their body. Third base is coming up and throwing. If I did not get that ball, I had to hustle back to third base because of the instance right there that hit Beaver Dam, or that Beaver Dam used. Oh, my God.
Benefited from.
Benefited from, yes, thank you.
I got you. No, I appreciate you giving some feedback. Yeah, because typically, at least when I was growing up, I was catcher for most part, and later on, I was second base when the arm went to hell. And like my responsibility was more or less, I'm either going to be at second base or I'm going to be at first for similar things. If that first baseman is charging in on a bunt, I have to get over and cover. But in this case, you almost had that overcorrection from everybody. And it's why I got to talk to Coach Hines on Friday night. They practice this stuff routinely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's a popular thing to practice.
That the throwing behind the runner, the knowing where if this ball is hit to me in left field, in this situation, these many players out, this is where I got to go. This is when I hit that cutoff man. This is when I'm going to the plate. They have had it down to a science out there, and I think it's part of the reason why you see the success that has happened year in and year out with this program is because they all understand as a team, it's like a beating heart. Everybody has a responsibility. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing. And you could say the exact same right now in Beaver Dam baseball. They have won 7 of 8, including sweeping Watertown last week, which I know that that clubhouse was very, very excited for after struggling for a couple of years.
There's nothing better than beating your rival.
No, especially when they've had your number for a little while. To get one back up and then to beat them on their field in the same week and getting that monkey off your back.
Oh, yeah.
Feels great. And they have a chance to get another monkey off your back, so to speak, as Hartford comes to town tonight. This will be on Daily Dodge TV, game under the lights. I'll be over there with the incomparable Aiden Voigt on the scene. 7 p.m. will be first pitch. Coverage starts at 6:45. But this is that same Hartford team that so many times in the last 10 years has been the end of the line for Beaver Dam. And last year that proved the case in the sectional final. You get to host this game against them, a really, really well-coached team in their own right. An opportunity to really flex your muscles and convince some people around the state that this right now isn't a fluke. This is a damn good baseball team.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Good for them. And it's fun to see the different players or the athletes. I've been able to watch them through, like, you know, football, basketball, and now baseball. It's fun.
It's awesome, but you're about to get into it too with me, especially now that you're on the show more. Nothing kills me more than the end of the year.
Yeah.
Having them in one final time, celebrating their seasons, and then I realize these seniors are gone. They're going on to doing their own things, and we're only a month left of their senior years as student athletes here in Beaver Dam, and that's a bittersweet pill I'm not ready to take again.
Oh, 100%. But it's also, it's going to be so fun seeing where, you know, they all go to college and how they do, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Bittersweet, Wally.
I just keep wanting to figure out a way for me to slip an extra year of eligibility for everybody. And
I know. Even even us, we should play.
Call us up.
Yeah, literally.
We're going to get out there and practice sometime soon. I hope you got your cleats ready. I still don't have any. I need to get some.
I literally have. I'll bring my bat, my cleats, my mitts.
Well, you got a small foot, so I can't even steal your cleats. This is a bummer for me.
They were size, I think, 6 or no, 7. Oh. That was an accident. Sure, I didn't mean to do that.
Sure it was. Sure it was.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside for one final break. When we come back, we're going to introduce a brand new segment here to the Damn Sports Show. Stick around. That's right on the other side of the break here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 39. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 56. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
Spring cleaning isn't just for the house. Your HVAC system could use a tune-up too. JB Mechanical keeps your home comfortable all season long. Here's the forecast on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on May 12th.
Oh, Turrio sends it deep to left, and there she goes!
Catch the Brewers on local TV as they play the San Diego Padres.
And Yelich launches one deep right center field. Forget about it. Oh, my goodness, third deck.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are presented by Construction Business Group. Tune in May 12th at 6:40 on Fox 6 in Milwaukee or check your local listings to watch the game.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Prizes, exclusive experiences, even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests. That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Durleith Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Damn Sports Show. Brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Who let the dogs out?
Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Doberzinski here with you today on this wonderful and really, really beautiful, what, almost said summer, spring Monday afternoon. Make sure if you are in the area, go out and watch some live baseball or softball tonight. Softball also has Kakana in the building, so we're going to have two games over there at the Beaver Dam campus. So if you're not able to tune in to Daily Dodge TV, you might as well get out there in person and watch some baseball and softball on this beautiful night. But Ashley, it is time for us to unveil a brand new segment to the show that I'm pretty excited about, but I'll let you take it away and explain what we're doing today.
It's called the Confidential Cabana.
Can you explain?
Wally and I like to say you're in the Confidential Cabana when you have a take that's a little out there. So we're going to be giving our takes in the Confidential Cabana.
Well, and you at home, you're part of the cabana now.
Mm-hmm.
So you now, this is confidential. It's in the name. It's Santa's Secret Shop.
So please don't go spreading this.
Yeah, don't.
Nobody else knows.
Don't roast Ashley when she gives an awful take here.
Okay, Walter.
I implore you, I beg you, do not remind her on all of our social media platforms if you disagree. Okay. Do not do that. Do not do that.
And if you are, go on our TikTok.
Well, and if, yeah, go to the TikTok. Again, though, it's against the rules. Don't make fun of Ashley. Ashley, you get to be the first person ever to do this because I want you to start.
Okay.
Because you teased me. You won't tell me what this is. So what are we?
No,
what is this?
Why would I tell you?
Because we're in the confidential cabana. I want to know.
Yeah, but you're going to be surprised like everybody else. So as I was reading Tyrod Taylor's, you know, his accomplishments in the NFL, okay, and like what teams he was on. My hot take is that if you are on a Super Bowl winning team, If you did not play or contribute anything, it should not say you won a Super Bowl.
Wow!
It should say you were on the Super Bowl winning team. Because I'm sorry, what did Tyrod Taylor do to win the Ravens Super Bowl? Because if I remember correctly, Joe Flacco.
Wacko for Flacco.
He was the quarterback. So what did he do?
Well, you're in practices every single day.
You were on
6 months a year.
You were on the winning team. You did not win the Super Bowl.
So you're going to walk over to every kid that is in the WIAA state championship, and you're going to like go player by player. Walk me through what you did this year.
No, I'm saying Super Bowl. I'm saying professional sports.
So college, we're going to say yip yip hooray. This is apparently a participation national title if you didn't play, according to Ashley Dobrzynski.
Yeah. Okay, but here's another thing. High school, you bring up a great point. However, high school, you do sports to do sports, you know? And so every kid is a winner in high school. But Super Bowl, saying Tyrod Taylor's a Super Bowl quarterback, no, he's not.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but he didn't play in the Super Bowl.
But there's
or any other games for that matter.
So, like, for instance, let's go back in time here. The one that jumps to my head is Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, because who was it? Carson Wentz was injured.
So does Carson Wentz not get an award?
No, he does.
Why does he get a championship out of this?
Because he played in the regular season and made an impact.
So where is the line?
Did you make an impact? Tyrod Taylor did not do anything for the Ravens.
He was taking all those practice. When you have to have a quarterback step in and say, hey, we need somebody to mimic what Joe Burrow's doing. We need somebody to mimic what Michael Vick was doing back then. And you had a guy like Tyrod where like, we need you to be a little more athletic in practice this week.
Would you have put Tyrod out there to win this Super Bowl? Or would you have put Joe Flacco? Flacco. Oh, my God. Flacco.
Your tongue's even revolting against you right now.
Whatever. I know I'm going to get hate for this, but I stand by it.
So, man, I just don't.
We don't judge in the Confidential Cabana, I thought.
We are in the Confidential Cabana. Please, again, nobody go out there and ridicule Ashley on this ludicrous take.
Yeah, this one might have been too out there. I should have.
No championships for Tyrod. See ya. Mm-hmm. Let's think. Yeah. Thanasis, sorry. No NBA championship ring for you. Adios.
Well, what's yours, Wally?
That's a teammate. You better be careful what you say. All right. Well, I got here. I've got one for you. And this is a little embarrassing because I do like to... I like to throw a little wager here and there.
Okay.
This last week, while we're at the WBAs, we are watching the Kentucky Derby in between dinner and the awards.
Yep.
And every time I leave a horse race, I'm convinced that it's impossible to win. And I think that it's dumb. I love going to the ponies. I love betting in person. I never win. And therefore, I'm taking it out on people that do. I think it's a stupid thing.
You know what? I don't understand the ponies, so I'm with you. I don't understand. I guess I'll piggyback off this. I don't understand. What do you mean there's only one race?
Well, there's other races during the day.
But it's not the big race. But the other races,
they have the Tyrod Taylor races early in the day.
Yes. Okay, that makes no sense. Why is there... That doesn't make sense to me because there's 12 pre-races, but they're not pre-qualifiers for the Kentucky Derby. They're just happening.
Yeah, it's like these aren't the best horses in the world.
But they still get a race?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so Ashley's going to start going around to T-ball games. You don't look very good. Why are we playing?
I'm not going to do it to
T-ball. This isn't the all-star T-ball team. Sit this one out. Start becoming an accountant.
I just don't get like 12 races before and... They're not, I don't know. And that's the other thing. Why are these ponies only racing once?
Well, they race once that day. They race more than that, too.
Well, yeah, once a day.
What do you want? Have you ever sprinted a mile and 3/4 in 2 minutes?
I didn't know they were running a mile. See, I don't know much about the ponies.
Well, I think that each one's different. I'm going to make myself sound like an idiot, too, because I'm pretty sure Belmont, Preakness, and Kentucky Derby, they're all different. So while the Kentucky Derby, I'm pretty sure it's 1.75 miles, I think. I'm pretty sure one is like closer to 1.5, and I think one's closer to 2. So some horses train for certain environments. Okay. So maybe in one race they're favored, where later on, like for instance, the one that won the other day, it wasn't Renegade. That's all I know. It was like Golden Tears.
Yeah, no, it was something. Golden Hour?
Golden something.
I think it was.
They apparently trained this horse to run for 2 miles plus.
Golden Tempo.
Golden Tempo?
Yeah. What
you can't win a race if you got a name like Golden Tempo.
Yeah.
See, it did win gold, though.
Yeah, true. I have one more quick one.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
I think that influencer culture and the culture as a whole lately has ruined, not ruined, but is going to ruin like the Masters and the Kentucky Derby, because these outfits, and it used to be so like, do you get what I'm saying?
Not
like,
yet.
It used to be
you're leading me to water. I need to learn to drink.
It used to be so like special to the person that was going. It used to be like the elite status. And now you got like influencers who's never watched golf, who have never watched ponies. This would be like me becoming an influencer and being like, I can't wait to go to the Kentucky Derby. I've never been.
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be kind of cool, get all dressed up and throw some money around?
Yeah, of course it would be. But if I'm taking that ticket away from somebody who actually cares about the ponies, that's what I don't like. And the Masters is the same way. We had influencers going who don't like golf.
You know what? I'm actually not as far away as you would think, just because I agree in the sense that like when you look at other sports, you'll see it becoming more corporate.
Yes, corporate. That's what I'm looking for.
Because, you get to like the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Joe from down the road isn't going to the Super Bowl when the Green Bay Packers go anymore. It's going to be some private equity team.
Yes.
In $15,000 seats. So, what? That was a good one. I think it makes up for your earlier one.
Thank you. But yeah, it's like when, again, these influencers, they go to the Super Bowl and it's like, I'm here with Raising Cane's. And it's like, have you watched any football in this season?
Fair.
So that's my take.
All right.
I'm good.
With 15 seconds left, actually 18 seconds left. It's a perfect number left. $18 glass of wine at the WBA's. Ashley made Jesse Nelson pay.
No, why do you bring this up? It was an accident.
I'm going to ask him tomorrow about it.
Accidentally.
We'll be back.
Cut you off.
With more Damn Sports Show and Jesse Nelson in person. We'll get to talk to him about that. We'll figure it all out tomorrow. Make sure you come back and tune us in. Same time, same place with another edition of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's upgrading your appliances and electronics or finding comfort solutions like lift chairs, Silica delivers winning sales and service in Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.